Radio Pulpit, 657 AM.
23 minutes, it is just before 1 on Radio Pulpit, your daily companion on Heart to Heart with me, Sibongile Mofokeng, with you up until 3 o'clock, sitting in for Mpho Phuthini on a beautiful Thursday. And yes, family, I am with you up until 3. At 3 o'clock, I'll be saying bye-bye. Germany Johan also will be coming through with something else, and he'll take you through with Spectrum as well. He'll continue with you on Spectrum from 4 up until 6. And then you have Thursday Live, Leah, with you, Godfrey Mwakhamo Abi. So, yeah, there's a whole lot for you right here on Radio Pulpit. Do not touch the dial. Do not go nowhere. Everything is specifically for you, done for you, from our hearts to yours. I see Vonai Dube, hello to you, my queen. Thank you so much for being with us. Queenie Crowder, I see you as well. Queenie Crowder says to Siskia Mudise Moloto, she says, my condolences to you and the family. Yes, and we are in agreement with that. May the Lord, you know, be with the family. Thank you so much, Sis Queenie Crowder. And that is to our guest speaker today, Sis Gia, talking about the topic, This Is The Time. Let me see. Okay. All right. Okay. Bree, we see your what do we see? Prayer requests. And I think at the end, we will just add it there. To what, when we are just about to close, when we are praying. Siskia, today the Lord is just encouraging us. The Lord is just strengthening us. AmaZulu athi usiqinisa idolo, you know, usiqinisa amaqakamba. He is that God who is carrying us, and just to remind us that no, I am right here with us. And you know, in our tradition, when we hear of what you and your family and your friend are going through, we would normally say we are grateful for the lessons that come from the Lord through every situation that we even find ourselves in. So in a way of strengthening another who has been struggling to communicate with God, some of us, when we find ourselves in this space, we shut ourselves down. I don't know if it's purposely or we find ourselves in that space. I always ask myself what really transpires, what really happens when a person would even shut themselves down for God, and you find there's nothing that goes in, nothing that comes out. They are shut, completely shut. Maybe it's shock. I'm still asking myself. Maybe it's shock. Maybe it's disbelief. Maybe it's because of the stages of mourning that one would have to go through. But what would you say to that one? Because I believe that sometimes we turn to think that that person doesn't hear. But I do believe that, you know, God drops something into their spirit every time somebody says something to them. So how do we strengthen that one who feels like they're shut, who feels like they're far away from God because of this?
There's a few things I can say to that. Number one, we are only but human. We are only but human. And last week I emphasized the fact that we have to be in the moment so that we can learn and we can grow and we can heal. And shutting down is an emotion. It's as a result of an emotion. It's either we have been hurt too much, or it has been going on for too long, or we have been praying and we don't see the results that we expect, because we are just human and we desire for pain to end as soon as possible.
Yeah.
And that's not the ways of God. That's not the ways of God. And that's why I continue to encourage those who call themselves children of Christ to remember. Sometimes we need to remember. And even when we are feeling down, I mean, I felt that way this morning where I asked God, what is this now? How is a child supposed to go through this, bury two mothers in a week? But we must quickly remember that there was a child of God called Job, who his storm was not ending. Mm. He lost his belongings. He lost his children. He became physically ill. Mm. And the last scripture of Job, it says that after some time, he saw his grandchildren and everything that he had lost. He was recovered, mm. and he was filled with joy.
Yeah.
So to those of us who shut down, we must remember that when we are weak, remembering is very important, my queen.
Mm.
It's what's going to get us through.
Yeah.
What we're just remembering that when we are weak, there is space for something else that we don't want. And that something that we don't want can only get us to a worse situation.
Mm.
And when we are weak and it is easier to shut down and say, I'm enough with hearing about this God, that I don't see what he's doing in my life.
Mm.
When we are at that point, we are opening the door for somebody else,
mm.
for something else. From the very person that went and destroyed Job's life. Because that very person said to God, no, Job does not really have faith.
Mm.
He's not really your good son.
Mm.
It's just that you have given him plenty. That's why he worships you and serves you.
Mm.
If you remove all that you have given him, he'll be just like any other of your children, and he will go astray. Also, in the journey of Job, there was a time that Job was upset with God and asking, what have I done to you
mm.
that I go through this?
Mm.
But he remembered who his Lord and Savior is. And he remained true to him.
Mm.
And at the end, it paid off.
Mm.
At the end, it paid off. Not that we do things for payoff, but we do things because it is the right thing to do. Because we are committed to glorify God. To say, even like Shadrach and Meshach said, we are not going to worship you. The Lord our God will come and save us. But
mm.
even if he doesn't,
mm.
we will die for our faith.
Mm.
So it sounds easy, rolling off from my tongue. Somebody might say that I don't know what I'm talking about. But I beg you to give me just a minute, 2 minutes,
mm.
and practice what I'm saying.
Mm.
Remember what he has done for you previously, what he has done for your sister, your mother, your neighbor. He's a God of all of a sudden. He's a God that when Shadrach and Meshach thought that now this is it, we are in the furnace,
mm.
he still protected them. And they came out of there without a smell
mm.
of smoke or fire.
Mm.
I have been in a position where I should not, that position did not prepare me for this position.
Mm.
When you look at where I have been and now I'm here talking to you and to the nation about God, the two do not match. But
mm.
that is the God that we serve. So when we think that things have fallen apart, when we think that there is no way out, he's a way maker.
Mm.
And I love it when he says, it is not for you to know times or seasons that the Father has fixed by his own authority.
Mm.
So sometimes we fall apart and we shut down, as you say, and we go back into our shells to hide because we're thinking, this is not my season.
Mm.
This has been going on for too long.
Mm.
But you don't know when the season will begin and when the season will end.
Mm.
You might think that this season is not for you because you're losing too many people in your life, because you're losing your job, because your marriage and relationships have fallen apart, because your children don't want to talk to you, because you are not well and your children are not there to take care of you. You might think that is the season. You might give in and make a mistake of throwing the towel, of throwing your hands up or,
mm.
and giving up on God. And at that point in time, I will take you to Peter 3, verse 8. Where he says, but do not overlook this one fact, beloved, that with the Lord, one day is
mm.
a thousand years,
mm.
and a thousand years is one day.
Mm.
So don't count God. Don't say it's been too long because it's a God of suddenly. And any time, the situation can change. If you think the season is 3 months,
mm.
maybe God's season is 3 years. Maybe God's season is 30 years. Maybe God's season, there's only 30 minutes of that season left, but you've given up. So when the season ends, you don't even see that the season has ended. And that's why Jeremiah 29 then becomes very relevant to say, whatever situation you're going through, whatever exile you find yourself in, build houses to live in, plant food to eat, marry and have children, so that your children can also marry and have children. Mm. This is the time for you to increase, not to decrease. Mm. Why? Why? Because he wants you ready, prepared for the future, the prosperous future that he has for you.
Sure.
But if you despair and you fall apart, you will not get to the prosperous future that he has planned for you.
Wow. We are just going to take it to the Lord in prayer to trust him to strengthen and lift up somebody right now this afternoon, Saskia. Your closing statements before we do that to the family?
The closing statement, I'm gonna continue with 2 Peter. I read verse 8. I want to read verse 9. To say the Lord is not slow to fulfill his promise, as some count slowness, but is patient toward us, not wishing that we should perish, but that we should reach repentance.
Mm-hmm.
So as we walk around and we go about the business of the day and the business of life, heavy-hearted, maybe even heartbroken, may we remember and keep in mind that God is not slow.
Mm-hmm.
That God will fulfill his promises. He has been fulfilling promises. Today, as others are saying, I've lost my job, others are saying, I have just been hired. I'm starting at the beginning of October.
Yeah.
So we live by the word of faith, to always have hope, to always believe that we are not alone, that we are not abandoned, to trust that God is aware. He has full focus on us. He is in charge.
Mm.
He allows things to happen, but those things will not break us.
Mm.
We may be broken-hearted, but we are not broken souls. It is not done with us. Sin and pain and all of that was done with Jesus, 'cause he said it is done. Mm. What we have now is mercy and hope and comfort in the Lord. Matthew 4:5, where he says, blessed are those who mourn,
for
they shall be comforted.
Mm-hmm.
So I mourn. You are comforting me. You are sending me your condolences. You're sending me your virtual hug. I'm being comforted.
Mm-hmm.
But when you comfort me, I know it's God through you. Therefore, you glorify God. Therefore, you allow God to live, to be active and alive in my life. You allow God to remind me that I am not abandoned. You see the promises of God come alive in your action.
Mm-hmm.
That you comfort me. The hungry will be fed. That's God in action.
Mm-hmm.
He will give us peace. That is God in action. The people that will come to my funeral tomorrow, you, whoever's funeral you're going to tomorrow, you are comforting somebody. And you must do it intentionally. You must do it with the honor of God, because you are God in somebody's life.
Mm-hmm.
God is showing up through you. So it's not all a total, complete loss.
Yeah.
Death is a promise. Death is a promise, it's a guarantee. So when we lose our loved ones, let us be careful and know exactly what we are crying for. Because death is promised. We know that there is a time, as Corinthians, the letter to the Corinthians says, there's a time for everything. To laugh and to cry, to birth and to bury. But we are human and we are heartbroken. And when we are heartbroken, we go back to God. Anything else that is not God or godly, we are just calling for more pain in our lives. So let us be true people, women, parts of the body of Christ and be bold and be brave and go into the fire, knowing that even in the fire, we will not be alone and we will not burn.
Wow. Can we just take it to the Lord in prayer at this moment?
Thank you, Father Lord, for this moment. Jesus Christ, Holy Spirit, I am so grateful for you in our lives, my Lord. Father, I thank you for all the means you have taken to ensure that we know your word. We know who you are. Father, you have given us the weapons. You have given us the fuel. You have given us the wisdom. You give us strength every day to continue, my Lord. I'm praying for everybody that is listening and everybody that is connected to them, Father. I am praying that we will be strengthened enough not to despair and fall apart. That when we despair, we fall apart, Father, the gift of your Holy Spirit, may it just come into us. May it appear in our remembrance that we are not alone, that you have conquered so many, that so many have been healed, so many have risen from death, so many have been elevated, so many, Father Lord, have been held in the palm of your hand, and we too are held in the palm of your hand. We are safe, we are cared for, we are loved, Father Lord. May your children, may your nation remember, may your nation build and plant and marry and have children and increase in everything, Father Lord. May we increase spiritually. May we increase with the love that we have in our hearts, that we continue to give it. May we increase with our boldness and our bravery in faith, knowing that we do not soldier alone. We soldier with you, God, our Father, our Lord and Savior, the creator of all things, the peacemaker, the winner, the conqueror, the one that helps us win, the one that wakes us up every morning, and the one that allows us to go to sleep and not to be on this earth again. May we always honor you. May we always praise you. May we always think of all things that are you, that are good, that are godly, that are pure, that are lovely, that are excellent, Father, that even when we are in pain, there is still excellence in you. Everything is as you, my Lord, will have it. May your children remember that. I'm asking, Father, for the gift of the Holy Spirit to come down on us, to cover us, to comfort us, to give us the strength and the energy and the enthusiasm to continue, Father Lord. We may be quiet because we are mourning, but we are quiet with you, walking every step with you, with your comfort and your leadership. I thank you, Jesus Christ, that we know you. I thank you, Father Lord, that we can run to you. I thank you, Holy Spirit, that you can cover us in all circumstances. Dear Lord, show up for us. Dear Lord, conquer everything that is not by you in this world, in our lives. Father Lord, the enemy, do away with the works of the enemy. Let us see you in action, conquering as we have seen you before. I pray for your children. I pray for your children. I pray for your children. I pray for the body of Christ. I pray for those that call themselves your children. Father, take over. Take over, Jesus Christ. Take over, my Lord and Savior. We trust only but you. Pray, oh my Lord. Provide, my Lord. Protect, my Lord. Inspire, my Lord. Give us that energy. Amen, Father Lord. I pray for the departed, our loved ones. May they be received with your warm hand. In the name of Jesus Christ, thank you for all the blessings, for your protection and for your provision. Thank you for this moment that we can come together to share and hear from you, Father Lord. Thank you for the tools that we are on your behalf. Let's praise God. We praise you, Father Lord. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen.
And amen. Amen. Wow. Amen. Thank you so much, Saskia. And we are hugging you. Yeah, we love you so much. May everything go well, even tomorrow, with the family. Have a blessed day. And may the Lord Holy Spirit be with you there as you continue to, you know, to pack away, to clean, and to make sure that all is well. Thank you so much. Have a blessed one.
Blessed day to you and everybody, my queen.
Bye-bye.
Thank you, bye.
Do not forget that at 10 past 1, we have Germany Johan Els talking to the organizers of Exchange Fest, where artificial intelligence and everything else will be spoken about. And you need to know what you can do as a church, how you can influence this place. Most of us, when they hear about such things, they believe and get frightened to think about these things, because they believe that then it means that there will no longer be jobs for a human being, but robots will be taking over. And so we'll be hearing more about this, and I'll be giving away tickets. If you tell me, when will this be happening? When will this be happening? When you tell me when this will be happening, the day, I will give you a virtual ticket, and that virtual ticket will help you to be part of that gathering in the comfort of your home. You don't have to drive and go there, but you can just enjoy the lessons and everything else right there at the comfort of your home, in your own space. You can enjoy that. And so, yeah, we'll be going there in a short time. We'll be getting that interview that Germany Johan Els made with the organizers of Exchange Fest. May the Lord be your strength if you are one who finds themselves where Siskia says, you know, we, most of us, find ourselves there. So many of us have lost our loved ones during this season of COVID-19. This is a difficult season, but we are able to do all things through Christ. We are strengthened through Him, and He's reminding us of His steadfast love that never ceases. May your healing come from Him. May your strength come from Him. In Jesus' mighty name.
If you need prayer, please send your request to prayer@radiopulpit.co.za or WhatsApp 067-429-7564, or go to Radio Pulpit website on www.radiopulpit.co.za.
Many people across South Africa are being blessed and encouraged by the Radio Pulpit devotional magazine, The Word for Today. This publication places the gospel of Jesus Christ in the hands of more than 100,000 people every day, inspiring every person, from the professional businessman to the needy person who lives on the streets. Each edition contains daily scripture-based devotionals and inspiring articles to help you grow spiritually. The booklet is given with the compliments of Radio Pulpit, but your donation, large or small, will help us to print the next edition and continue being the hope of the gospel to a world in desperate need. The Word for Today. Get yours today on 012-334-1200 or subscribe online at www.radiopulpit.co.za. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion.
You and 657 AM and Life, a winning team on the road to eternity.